belongs to Allah the Most High. We thank him and we seek his aid and we seek his forgiveness. And we seek refuge with him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there's no one who can guide him. And I bear witness, we bear witness, that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. And O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. Again, O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate. And from the two of them, he spread forth many men and many women. And be careful of your duty to Allah whom you demand your mutual rights. And be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is our Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial and he will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. For indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedent in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. And O Allah, save us from it. And O Allah, accept our dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Do not exalt. Indeed, Allah does not like the exalted, but seek throughout that which Allah has given you, the home of the hereafter. And yet do not forget your share of the world, and do good as Allah has done good to you, and desire not corruption in the land. Indeed, Allah does not like the corruptors. And when we look at this particular ayat, it talks about the importance of doing good in the land, doing good in the land, being of those who are of good character and good behaviors. And so that's one of the important things that we have to recognize. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that he only came to change our character. So if we have good character, then what happens is, then we are engaging in good behaviors. And a part of having that good character, we have to, again, elevate our worship. You know, and indeed to develop levels of contentment in worship. You know, we have to basically follow the fundamentals, the five prayers, you know, the fasting, not just waiting for Ramadan to fast, but fasting throughout the year. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would fast on Mondays and Thursdays. So make that a practice. Not, you don't have to do all of the week or this every other Monday or Thursday, but do Monday again. Pick one of them or pick two of them, and then, as Allah says, that fasting teaches us self-restraint, and all of this is an important part of helping us to develop a level of humility, a level of humility. You know, again, a lot of people will engage in supererogatory practices, you know, but they minimize the importance of the obligatory practices. You know, they maximize, you know, minimal practices and minimizing the maximum practices. So it's important that we basically get back to the fundamentals. You know, you hear people say, well, he's a fundamentalist. You know, is being a fundamentalist something that's negative? Fundamentalist saying you're just following the basics. You're just following the important parts of the deen and, you know, making the prayer. First of all, understanding of tawheed, believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the prayers, engaging in fasting, engaging in charity, and also, again, doing good to not only the Muslims, but also the not yet Muslims, being kind to your neighbors. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he elevated the status of neighbors. You know, not breaking your family ties. Again, many of us are reverts to Islam. You know, we came to Islam, but, you know, again, we have most of our family who are not yet Muslim. You know, so do we break the ties? You have people who may not have had a non-Muslim relative in 1,000 years tell you, oh, you don't need to be talking to your family. You know, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he dealt with his family who were not yet Muslim and gave them dawah. Some of his worst enemies were some of his family blood ties. You know, so we have to basically contemporize what we read in the Quran and the Hadith to what is our condition. You know, again, you know, we came to Islam. Allah gave us an invitation to Islam. And so just being Muslim is one part, but how do we develop the level of humility, the khushu? How do we develop that? You know, and there are many people who have levels of khushu or humility even without Islam. And then when they come to Islam, they get an even deeper level. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that the best out of Islam are the best in Islam, and the worst out of Islam are the worst in Islam. So if we come into Islam with a gangster mentality and try to continue to maintain those gangster practices, then we become of the worst. You're Muslim, but you know, you can be a Muslim in the sub-basement or a Muslim, you know, in the penthouse in Jannah. You know? Or you can have a penthouse in the hellfire. Because there will be Muslims in the hellfire. There will be Muslims in the hellfire for a time. And so we have to understand that when we come to Islam, we have to get away from the negative things. We have to get away from the behaviors that are inconsistent with Islam. You have Muslims trying to justify smoking weed. You have Muslims trying to justify profanity. You have Muslims trying to justify, you know, basically drinking alcohol. And they're trying to rationalize it. Oh, this is, you know, 2022 now. You know, but again, the Prophet, peace be upon him, they had intoxicants during their time. And for that generation, it took 13 years for the revelation to come down to stop the drinking. And again, during that time, from that time, as Muslims, we should not engage in intoxicants. In the Arabic word is khamr, similar to the qimar. The qimar, the woman's veil. Khamr is anything that veils the mind. Anything that veils the mind. You know, so we have to get away from those people. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your deen is on your friends. Your deen is on your friends. What does that mean? What does that mean to me? Is that who do you associate with? Who you associate with is basically what's the level of your deen. If you're hanging around with people cussing, fussing, drinking, and engaging in all sorts of haram behaviors, all sorts of behaviors that are inconsistent with Islam, that's what your deen is. But if you're hanging around with people who are reminding you of Allah, reminding you of the prayer, reminding you of fasting, then that's the level of your deen. And it's a simple quantification. So we have to be of those who are consistent, consistently remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just remembering Allah on Friday or during Ramadan. We have to consistently remember. You know, we'll walk to the masjid making prayer and we'll see people standing around talking on their phones. And we come back and they're still standing, you know, on their phones or talking. And I always say to myself, is who they're talking to more important to Allah, more important than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who they're talking to? You know, and so they will say, oh, all y'all do is pray. All y'all do is pray. But we have, all of us have the same 168 hours in the week. All of us. Every human being has that same amount of time. We work, we sleep. But how much of humanity are engaged in prayer? How much of humanity are engaging in worship? How much of humanity are engaging in fasting? So, you know, we have to recognize that Allah has given us a special treat in this deen because we have a level of consciousness that other people don't have. Allah consciousness is something that we develop through the prayer. We're recognizing, you know, that Allah is in total control. It took a pandemic for a lot of people to recognize that. You know, they recognize it's a worldwide pandemic. And Allah dropped it on us so that, again, because again, he teaches us humility through adversity. You know, I was talking to some brothers earlier this week, and they were talking about people who are engaged, Muslims who are engaging in a lot of negativity. And, you know, one of the points that I made is that they need to get consequences for their actions. Because, again, specifically if you were raised in this community, you got lessons from Imam Jamil, Imam Ibrahim, and myself, and the many guest khatibs that we have brought on. You know, so people know. And so you're not ignorant. You're arrogant. And so the way that you dispel the arrogance is you pour the water of humility on the arrogance. And it puts out the fire of the arrogance. And so we have to increase the worship, increase the prayer. These are some of the things that we have to engage in. Again, obligatory practices, like the foundation of a building. You know, again, no matter how high the building, How high the structure, it cannot stand if you have an oatmeal foundation. If you have a weak foundation, you know, you, no matter how big you build that building, you know. And so as human beings, again, we have to recognize that we have been given instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, these instructions overly emphasize the importance of the basics of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again, said he only came to improve character. And again, many of us miss that lesson. And I know people, again, who pray consistently, but continue to exhibit unhealthy behaviors. And we have to, again, utilize the practices, practices to engage in behaviors that are consistent in self-improvement. We have to basically engage in self-improvement. It's just like in business, they talk about the whole concept of that nothing is ever perfect. Nothing is ever perfect. And we have to develop that concept. Quality assurance. Quality assurance. We have to ask, what is the quality of our deen? What is the quality of our deen? And we have to basically develop that level of humility. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no one humbles himself before Allah, but Allah will raise him in status. In other words, if you show humility in this plane of life, then you're going to get an elevated plane in the next phase of life. And again, what is the difference between the person who has good character and praise and the person who, you know, has bad character and praise? You know, again, you get what you strive for. And it's similar to when people are applying for colleges or jobs. It's, you know, again, if you have two straight A students and they both can have it, you know, and the college only has one slot, you have a student who has straight A's and engaging in extracurricular activity, engaging in their community, just active. And then you have another one who just has straight A's and just go home and study and then go to school and go home and study. The college is going to pick the one who has the straight A's and is active in their community and, you know, in school, because just like when you look at the game that was won the other day when the people were interviewing the football players, or whenever you see athletes, right down, right in the bottom, they'll tell you what school they came from. Or if you have a bio of a person, if a speaker is speaking somewhere, it's usually the university is in their bio. So the point is that they know that the person who is active and also excels in school, then they're going to make a better member of the society. So if jobs and universities and colleges have standards, why can't Allah have standards? And Allah gave us the standards in the Quran. He gave us the standards in the Hadith. And so we have to basically adhere to those standards in order to be able to get the best in the hereafter. We pray for the best in this life and the best in the hereafter. These are some of the things that, again, we have to look at. We want to be the straight A student who is basically active in the community and also, you know, again, active, you know, in the deen. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah has given us and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, I take full responsibility for that. And if I've said anything in which you have gained some new insight, as always, all praise belongs to Allah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahu mulku wa lahu hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Verily, Allah will not change the good condition of a people as long as they do not change their state of goodness themselves by committing sins and by being ungrateful and disobedient to Allah. And that's from Surah Ar-Ra'd. It's Ayat 11 from Surah Ar-Ra'd. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that there are people who recite the Quran and it doesn't go past their throat. And when I hear that all the time, you know, to me it means that the book should facilitate intrinsic change, inside change. When you're reading the Quran, it's just medicine. It's a form of medicine. Just like when you have an infection, whether it's a cold or any type of wound, what do the doctors prescribe? They prescribe antibiotics to get rid of the infection. And so we have to look at our Quran, the Quran that Allah has given us, as a means of curing or healing the spiritual infections that may reside in our hearts. Because again, we basically can sin throughout the day, no matter if we're Muslim or not yet Muslim. You know, we can sin through the eyes. We can sin, you know, through basically, you know, what we listen to. We can sin through so many different ways. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, that if you guard that which lies between the jaws and that which lies between the thighs, you will be guaranteed paradise. You'd be guaranteed paradise. And so, again, what you look at, what you listen to, and what you do, you know, in an unlawful fashion can impact the way your soul, what your soul will be, the condition of your soul in the hereafter. So these are some of the things that we have to look at. Being humble doesn't mean that you are passive or poor. You can be assertive and be humble. You know, being humble, just recognizing the exaltedness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being humble doesn't mean that you cowardly or weak. You know, we have to be recognized and have a different, a paradigm shift on what humility is. You know, and also, it doesn't mean just being poor. You know, we can be rich. You have some of the richest people in the world who are Muslim. And you have some of the poorest people in the world who are Muslim. And as I'm often mentioning, that in the concept of zakat, the 2.5% that of the wealth that we have over the course of the Muslim Islamic year, it said that if zakat were paid, there will be no poverty amongst the Muslims. And once the Muslims are fed, there will be no poverty on the planet if the zakat that was due was paid. Because we have billionaires in the Muslim community, just like we have people who are homeless in the Muslim community. So we just need to follow the basics, brothers and sisters, so that we can develop the level of kushur, the level of humility that it takes so that the Muslim community is elevated. Elevate our worship, again, by recognizing, you know, again, you know, that we are created by and we are communicated, you know, to, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran. You know, developing, you know, again, superior level of worship, it takes time, efforts, and patience. And we have to, again, develop the level of God consciousness, or Allah consciousness, that diminishes any sign of arrogance in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, pride is my cloak, and greatness is my garment. So whoever competes with me during, regarding these two will be thrown in the hellfire. And that's a Abu Dawood, a hadith. Again, pride is my cloak and greatness is my garment. So whoever competes with me regarding these two will be thrown in the hellfire. And in closing, brothers and sisters, just wanted to make you aware that we want to have a meeting, a community meeting next week. I believe you said we're trying to either do it after Juma or next Saturday. So we'll basically put the word out on the social media as well as on our website, inshallah. But we want to look at, we've only have 1/3 of this community center, the Islamic center, developed. We want to develop the other 2/3. And the young brothers and sisters, specifically of the Barakah group, they are basically, they've been putting in work. And we want to do a presentation to the community. So, inshallah, we'll get the correct date and time. Inshallah, we'll put that out. And if somebody knows right after we finish praying, the brothers and sisters can let us know as well. And, you know, again, we want to get commitments from people so that we can, you know, have this community center, the Islamic center, shine and be able to provide services to the people, not only in this area, but for the Muslims, you know, around the city. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy upon us. You are our protector and grant us a victory.